going to be like hitting a piñata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Yep. Did I mention it's way too early Wednesday?
No, you specifically did not.
Oh, okay. Well, it is. It's way too early Wednesday.
Thanks. I need that this morning.
You do?
Yeah, I'm really happy. It's way too early Wednesday.
Gosh, you're already bumming me out with your bummed outness and your
sadness. I'm not bummed out. I'm just, my body is giving up on me.
Oh, must be an old thing.
I'm not old.
Oh, welcome to the show. It is Wednesday. Oh, yes. Let's just listen to this song. It makes me happy.
Okay.
But we can't, actually.
Oh.
We can't, no.
Okay, never mind.
It's way too early Wednesday. It is the time to wake up because, well, you got to go to school or work or wherever it is you got to go. Or if you accidentally woke up and you set your alarm. Have you ever done that where you set your alarm?
Way too
like
early.
Days before and you forgot to turn it off and all of a sudden it's waking you up and it's like, dude, it's only 6:10. I don't have to be up for like 3 more hours. I'm going back to bed.
Yes.
Don't listen to this hour because this is the hour to wake you up.
Yeah, so go back to sleep.
Yep. This is the hour to get you going.
Unless, however, you were supposed to be awake.
Exactly. In which case you need to, jump on our whole Facebook thing.
Yes.
And you can request something. And
or
we'll play,
call us.
We'll play just about anything you want to hear.
Mostly.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We haven't heard from Matthew from Albuquerque.
No.
What is happening to America?
I think he's given up.
Oh, no.
Maybe he's just thinks that we're out at the state fair like all day, every day.
Yeah, maybe.
And so he hasn't called us.
We are here, people. We are here. 338-3700, the phone number. If you would like to request a song this morning, we're hanging out. And then, of course, we will be at the state fair today from noon to 3.
Yeah, please come see us.
Dude.
Yesterday, I brought balloons.
Yeah.
And so I just blew up a lot of balloons and then popped them.
Yeah, that's how many people we talked to yesterday. Static.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
can you like play some rap music, dude?
I mean, I can if you really want to hear it.
Oh yes, by all means.
That's
all day long, 24/7.
That's what wakes you up?
No, I started at 5, so I'm already awake.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound like you would be a listener of the hip to the hop, the hippie
yep,
to the
I
hippie.
Am. I mean, so. The dog. I mean, the bomb.
Yeah, man. What do you want to hear?
Everything and nothing.
Everything and nothing.
Is that
yeah, hey, I don't know. Family Force 5, Lecrae. I don't know.
Okay. We'll work that out.
Thanks.
We'll work that out. You said the right words when you said Family Force 5.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, man. There it is. 338-3700, the phone number. I could do some Family Force 5.
Yeah, I can. They scare me, but I think that's good.
Do they scare you to death?
No.
Because they just want to love you to death.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
I feel like if we're going to go like Family Force 5, do you remember this song, Ghost Ride the Whip?
No.
Oh, come on. Static!
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, you know, just trying to wake up.
Wake up, man. I've been at work since like 3 o'clock.
Oh.
It's clacking.
Ha, ha, ha. That sounds awful.
All right, man. Some Skillet, Awaken Alive is a good song to pump us up right now.
Skillet, Awaken Alive. All
yes.
Right. All right, I'll see if we got that.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, man.
Bye.
Later. I'm not sure he wants to hear that. I think he was joking.
Are you sure? Are you sure? It's you? This is not sure you want to hear that?
I'm really confused right now, yeah. But I think it's him.
I don't understand what's happening. So far this morning for Way Too Early Wednesday, our requests have been DJ Madge on Facebook.
Yeah.
Family Force 5 and Skillet.
And some Haste the Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Creepy Caleb. Gosh, I love you. Static!
If you're going to do the awake stuff, maybe the Blind Side wake up, you know?
Yeah, okay. There you go.
I think.
Yeah, because my co-host looks like she's sleepwalking, so we might need to cure that.
or some Chetty, maybe, you know, something real hard.
All right.
All right,
later. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
I was waiting for a bunch of Blindside jokes to keep happening. And
oh, I'm sorry. What other jokes are there?
I don't know. You just said a bunch of songs.
So. I said ah song.
Well.
You said you were sleepwalking. Gosh, you are pitiful this morning.
Thank you.
Woo! All right. It's way too early Wednesday.
That's what I'm talking about.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Which is exactly what we're trying to do for you on your Wednesday morning. Good morning. It is way too early Wednesday. Steve Owen Mitch in the morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Real quick reminder. Coming up October 11th through the 13th, it is Static Decision 2012. And we need your help. If you love Static Radio, well then support us. Hey, there you are. Sorry, I didn't turn your mic on.
That's messed up.
My bad.
What are you talking about?
Static Decision 2012.
Okay.
How we're a listener-supported station. How we play anything you want us to play during segments like Way Too Early Wednesday. When you request, yes, even Skillet. I know, because that's how we do.
We're such good people.
Don't change that dial. No, really, don't change the dial. I promise.
Don't.
It's over. It's over. Okay, it was just one request. Okay, just one. Just one.
We're sorry if anyone else requests anything that we don't approve of.
And for everyone else, hey... If you love Static Radio, on a serious note, we are listener-supported. And we do need your help to keep going. And, yeah, our big fundraiser coming up October 11th through the 13th. Here's how you can prepare for the Static Decision 2012. One. Oh, sorry.
How
sorry.
Can I prepare?
Okay. I like that. Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's how you can prepare.
Okay.
I need you to email me.
What is your email?
Studio@mystaticradio.com.
All right.
That's studio@mystaticradio.com.
Okay.
Okay, but seriously, email me.
Yeah.
All right, tell me why you love Static Radio.
Okay.
Why do you listen to Static Radio? What is it about Static Radio that gets your day going, or how has Static Radio helped you? We need your testimonies as to why you love Static Radio.
And can it be in a few words, or can it be like a small novel?
Why are you asking me so many questions? Just email me, bro.
Okay, so you don't care.
I don't care. So we need your testimonies. We really do. And so that's one way. Another way, pray for us. Pray for the station. Pray that we get the necessary funding we desperately need. Because we do. We really do need funding. It actually costs money to run a radio station.
Who knew? And it costs a lot more than anyone probably would think.
And being that we're non-com, we're not for profit, you know.
Means we rely on our listeners.
Really, because there's none profit to be made here.
None
so,
profit.
Yeah, if you dig us, then check it out. MyStaticRadio.com for all the details. It's coming up October 11th through the 13th. Early voting going on right now. In fact, $315 has already come into the Static Decision 2012.
That's so cool.
So yeah, I'm excited. Hey, let's get back into Way Too Early Wednesday. If you like to hear something, let us know. Give us a call. Phone number is 505-338-3700. And, yeah, we'll take said phone calls. Static.
Hey, man, how's it going?
You know, it's going.
Yeah. Hey, you should play some Pearl.
Pearl?
Jam?
No.
Pearl, no. Man. Wait, that's Soundgarden.
yeah, way wrong. Pearl, the rapper dude.
Oh, Pearl. You mean Pro?
Pro, yeah, that's way, yeah. Pro. There you go.
Pro.
Yeah.
You're obviously a fan.
Maybe he's just tired.
Yeah, I just wake up. I'm like locked in my truck in the South Valley right now. I'm just waiting to be attacked by somebody.
So. Oh, okay. Be careful because skunks are on the prowl. So.
Yeah, I was going to say something mean, but yeah. Okay.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. We can play some Pro, right?
Or some Pearl.
Or some Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I love Pearl Jam. I don't care what anybody says.
What were people saying?
Oh, I don't know. I just...
Listen to them.
I assume people talk.
Don't listen.
Oh, okay. Static.
Dudes!
Shame!
Dude, it is way too early.
Yes,
Wednesday.
It is! How are you?
I just left the gym, man. I'm amazing.
Oh, nice, dude. Pumping iron,
you
bro.
Just what?
I was pumping the iron, Steve-O.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, dude. It's going to be a great day, man.
Right?
It is.
Are you guys excited about today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at the fair?
We are.
Are you going to be at the fair?
I don't know, dude. It's free admission, so I'm torn because I could save money, but there's going to be 1,000 million people.
Whoa.
Today's the day. Today's the day.
Whoa, what?
It's free admission?
Yeah, they always do one day of free admission.
Are you sure?
Free parking,
yes.
Free admission, everybody go.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I'm crying right now. It's amazing.
The best part is on days like today, they usually hand out red or blue t-shirts. Choose wisely.
You just have to wisely,
pick
my
your
friend.
Colors well today.
Something, dark side.
Yes.
Dude, so listen, here's the thing. My kid doesn't want to stay home from school to go to the fair.
Mm.
Isn't that awesome?
That's really awesome, actually.
I'm like, Ava, do you want to go to the fair tomorrow? And she's like, I got school. And I'm like, what? I'm like, rides and cotton candy? And she's like, yeah, I got school.
Wow.
And I was like blown away. I'm like, dude, how's this? I am not going to encourage you to want to stay home from school.
Right.
So, yeah. So, no fair for us, dude.
No, dude, good on you. Well, actually, good on Ava.
Yeah, seriously. No. She's running things. Look at her.
I guess good on you because you facilitated, you parented that to where that was on her heart and mind. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm getting better at this whole parenting thing. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, love it. I love it.
I'm really getting good at it. So for me, guys, it's the same old thing, man. I'm boring. It's POD lost and forever if you get around to it.
Absolutely can rock POD for you. I love you.
All right. You guys have an amazing day. Bye.
All right, you too. Ready? Shane! We haven't done that in so long.
But I knew it was about to happen.
Yeah.
In me, I was looking at you like, is it going to happen right now? I think this is it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
This is it. We got some POD. We got some pro. Dude, we got Blindside, Hasted Day, some love and death that we got to get to. We've got a lot of requests. This day
is going
to
be amazing because not only do we have a lot of great requests, the fair is free.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Free admission, free parking, which means you better get there early. We'll be there noon to 3 today, broadcasting live. We're going to have t-shirts, so you got to keep it locked to the morning show to hear the trivia question, how you can score a free t-shirt. We got CDs, we got tons of stuff, and we got some hip-hop. Yeah.
That's right.
Way Too Early Wednesday, y'all. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
For a few more beats.
It's going to get crazy!
Ready?
Oh no!
Yeah,
sorry. Done. I was bored with that one. Those guys are weirdos. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Are they the freaks in the middle?
What?
Boys and girls.
Yes, that's who Dan Hasseltine is talking about in...
System of a Down.
Yes. Well, Hawk in Paris is the band, but yes, he's talking about... Okay, I'm going to answer the phone. Static! Okay, or not. Static!
Shadow, what up?
Hey!
What's going down?
What up, pool boy?
What's going sideways?
You know.
What's going up?
Stuff. My cholesterol? Hey,
you know what song I haven't heard in a while?
Huh.
And I'm not a rocker. I love rock music, but I don't know the names. But I can give you a hint, and maybe you can guess it.
Okay.
It's that guy from Korn.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. We actually got a request.
We have that on the horizon.
All right. What's it called?
Love and Death is the name of the band, and Chemicals is the track.
Chemicals. Okay. Right on. Yeah, play some of that this morning, man.
Can do, po' boy.
All right, man. I love you guys, and I'm working with the boss. I'm working with the... We're installing heaters and filters today, man, so I'm probably going to miss most of the show. I'll get back. If I'm in time, man, I'll call you just to bug you guys.
Word. Have a great day, man.
All right, love you guys. Later.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's way too early Wednesday. Getting your request on, girl. Static Radio.
Hey, can you hear us play some Thrice?
Thrice.
Yes. Yes, we can.
What do you want to hear from Thrice? We have just about everything.
I haven't heard Imagine of the Invisible lately.
Oh, you know that was the very first song we played when we kicked off this radio station?
Really?
Yep. very first track that will always remind me of the morning that Static Radio was spawned into existence.
Well, you guys haven't played that in a while.
All right, we will play that this morning, man.
Yeah, all right, man. Thanks.
All right, thank you. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to play some Thrice. We got to play some Love and Death. We got some Blindside still. We got some Haste of Day. I got to find this self-minded because Thebes is like all emo this morning.
You guys are probably not going to be able to get to it.
I know you're going to. Who are you?
Who is self-minded?
You have way too cool a mustache to have chicky Facebook things like that, Thebes.
I love you. I love you.
This just got awkward.
We're going to have to go dig up some self-minded. Self-minded from the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's way too early Wednesday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. That one right there. Caleb.
Whoa, is he okay?
What?
No, look. Listen. Oh, it's over.
Why wouldn't he be okay?
I didn't know if that was a person screaming or if that was... I don't know.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
I'm awake. I'm scared, but I'm awake.
Yeah. It's way too early Wednesday. You want to do like one final request here?
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, you guys still doing requests?
One more.
Just for you.
All right, on. Hey, ever since House of Heroes came with Reliant K, we've been all over House of Heroes.
Yeah?
Comfort Trap. Yes.
Dude, those guys
Comfort Trap.
Yeah.
House of Heroes.
House of Heroes. All right.
We will play some.
Yeah.
For sure.
Can
do. Right on. Okay.
All right,
guys.
Man. Yeah.
Love you.
Love you too, bro.
Bye.
All right. All right, bro.
House of Heroes, they were here twice within like a month.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I know you were stoked.
I was.
You are a huge fan of House of Heroes.
I don't know if I'm a... Well, they're really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were in studio with us. That was cool.
That was very cool. We had Tim Skipper and, of course, Matt Lott.
Well, he's Mateo in House of Heroes, right?
In House of Heroes, he has to be Mateo. Yeah, Matt Lott from Waverly. He's currently playing bass for House of Heroes as well. I'm trying to get him fired from that job, though. And then forcing him to move here.
Yeah. Well, I found out that he did live here.
Who?
Matt.
He didn't live here.
Yeah, well, in Albuquerque.
He worked at Lone Tree for like a summer.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Which is really random because he's from Mississippi.
Right. How did he get here?
He just one summer happened to help out at Lone Tree.
That's so cool.
Or was it Lone Tree? It was like a Bible.
I don't know if it was Lone Tree.
A cool
it was
Bible camp here in New Mexico. We got a few of those.
Yeah.
Got a few of those. So, all right, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we will end out the hour with the House of Heroes request. And coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Bison kicking it off. I'm amped on that.
Good stuff.
I really just kind of want to get there.
Okay.
Loves me some Bison.
Well, let's play House of Heroes first.
Okay.
And then Bison.
All right, we'll do that. And I also, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, want to talk about quite possibly my favorite thing in the universe, crime and Facebook.
Oh.
Yep.
See where this is going.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming back as well. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Pick me up from off the ground. Hey, The Last Bison.
The
a song
last,
called Switzerland.
The Last Bison.
That's what I said.
Good. I know. I'm proud of you.
It's a new band name.
Yeah.
Bison.
The Last Bison.
Discovered them through Steven Christian from Amberlin when he was here.
Thank you, Steven.
Had a chance to talk with the front man of said band there.
Steven?
No.
Man
of Bison.
The Last Bison.
Uh-huh. They changed their name.
They did.
The Last Bison. So, for everybody who has been like, where's Bison? How come I can't find it? It's because they go by The Last Bison now.
They do.
Yep. It so, it is the 7 o'clock hour now. Welcome to the show. I got to talk about something here.
What do you have to talk about?
I don't have a Facebook page.
Neither do I.
Yay.
Feels so nice.
Hooray. No Facebook. Woo.
Yeah. Like that we just kept that up until you found that button.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I was doing. Okay, stop talking. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Not you. The guy. Whoa, that guy. back on July 20th, so it's been a couple months, 18-year-old Paula Asher, of Woodford County, Kentucky, T-boned another car carrying four teenagers.
Oh, no.
She was drunk at the time.
Okay.
And drove off.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you even think about that?
Yeah, yeah. So check it out. Cops quickly tracked her down, arrested her for a DUI and the hit and run at the time. Mm-hmm. Well, when Paula got home, she decided her first move should be... What's the first thing you would do? You're drunk. You just T-boned another car.
Let me really get into character. Hold on.
DUI. Yes, please.
I don't know what to do. So I'm going to probably go out. That I'm going to assume what I want to do is just sleep it off. Go to sleep. That's what I'd want to do.
That's probably what she should have done.
What she did was...
What she did do was jump on Facebook. She posted, quote, "My dumb bleep got a DUI and hit a car. LOL." Yeah.
And then everyone posted comments underneath. Ha ha ha. Dude, that's so crazy. What?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, love you, girl.
You think, well, she was already arrested for DUI.
Mm-hmm.
For a hit and run. So can't get much worse than that.
Right.
Cops already know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ha! Wrong!
Gets worse.
On August 14th, Paula was in court, and Paula's parents had seen the Facebook post and told the judge.
Ooh.
"Hey, our daughter thought it was hilarious. She LOL'd on her Facebook page."
She what?
The judge ordered her to deactivate her Facebook account.
Good.
She didn't do it.
It's not that bad.
So, she was just hit with 2 days in jail for contempt of court for not deactivating her Facebook page.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking those 2 days will probably seem like nothing compared to, you know, what she's going to get for underage drinking.
Right.
And committing a hit and run. But, yeah, dude.
How old is she? Didn't say?
Yes, 18. 18 years old. 18 years old.
That hurts.
Drinking and driving. The worst part is this. Obviously, none remorse. Because she T-boned a car full of kids. She was drinking and driving. She then goes home and she was already arrested. They send her home and instead of like, "Oh, I can't believe this. What am I going to do? Where am I going to turn? How am I going to..." She posts on Facebook, "Oh man, this just happened. LOL."
Making light of the situation.
This is crazy. Laugh out loud.
That hurts.
Which
that she
part?
Would do that.
That what? She would post it on Facebook?
That she just has no remorse. And
none
she
remorse.
I mean... At least some people like want to change for a certain amount of time.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
And she just doesn't at all.
However, apparently this is the point we're at because, as I said, yeah, she didn't. And then what's even worse is this judge orders her to deactivate her Facebook account. And it's like no regard for authority because she's like, whatever.
She's probably had it since she was like 12.
So now she's going to jail for contempt of court and, refusing to delete her Facebook account. Probably not going to get her any leniency. She's due back in court next week for the hit and run and for the drinking and driving.
That's crazy.
So I will keep everyone updated.
Thank you.
On this story because, you know, so interesting.
On the trial?
Yeah, on the trial as it goes. Court TV right here. Yep. Brand new music from Switchfoot for you now. Premiered yesterday for New Music Tuesday. Song's called The Original. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Is construction work Wyoming at San Antonio Place, northbound Yale, double lanes to left lane, Sunport, between Sunport and Gibson. There's also construction work on Manal, eastbound left lane between Wyoming and Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Thank you, Cyrano. Nobody got, okay.
I don't know what that means.
Of course you don't.
Why?
Because you went to Moriarty. All right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. They are the coolest of the cool. We need to call them up, right? Tell them, hey.
I'm angry at you.
Me?
Yes.
Why?
You're so mean.
I'm not that mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. What would I think that?
Umber.
one's not at work.
Solomon's Porch, this is Josh. How can I help you?
Ooh, Josh.
Hello.
You are almost in troubles.
For what?
Because you didn't answer the phone right away, and it was like, ooh, they're not at work. And yeah. Not that we'd ever tell. We wouldn't say anything. No. Your secret's safe with us.
And everybody else.
And everyone listening. Yeah, of course. Of course. But we're one big family, you know. And you know how families are. They never gossip.
Never.
Ever. So anyways.
So.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Ah, you know, can't complain. Can't complain.
Do you guys want your usuals?
Sure.
Yes.
Green tea and then the Americano?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. But can I ask you the most important question?
Sure.
Are you a hoarder?
No.
Do you hoard things?
No.
You don't hoard things?
I throw things away, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that get you in trouble sometimes?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't. It's just junk. I keep everything really organized.
Okay. That's all I really wanted.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
We'll see you in a bit.
All right. See you.
All right, Josh. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road.
Wow. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, right here on the Calvary campus.
That's right.
And their phone number is 505-338-3444.
No!
338-3669.
There you go.
505-338-3669.
Good job, you.
Thanks. Phone call?
I'm trying to finish this bagel. You go ahead and talk.
Okay.
Yeah, you just do whatever you want.
Okay. Static.
Mitch, Solomon's Porch's number is 338-3669.
Yes, thank you.
This is Jamal, by the way. How are you guys?
Jamal, you listen regularly.
Yeah, except for the fact that my app hasn't been working for the past few weeks, so I haven't been able to listen or to call in.
Did you get the latest update on the App Store?
I did yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you guys going to be at the fair today?
Yes. And guess what? The
fair
is free.
I'm going to be there. I know it's free for me, too, because my school's going.
There you go.
Okay. You have to come visit us.
Yeah, I know. I'll look for you guys, even though I can't see it. So I don't know how well that's going to work. I'll look for the table with the Steve-O.
There you go.
Then I'll know where you are.
There it is.
With the Steve-O? Is that like the drink?
That's like the,
Okay. No, the Steve-O is not a drink because we can't drink Steve-O. That would be kind of...
That'd be weird.
No, thank you.
Unless they're like vampires.
No, thanks.
Yeah. Wouldn't taste really good. I'm not the healthiest dude in the world.
No kidding. Neither am I.
Yeah. I'm eating a bagel right now, though. It's delicious.
All right. Well, enjoy your bagel, and I will probably see you later.
All right, man.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, too, bro. There we go. Yeah, we're going to be out at the State Fair today, noon to 3.
Yes, and the State Fair is free
today.
It's
free, 50 free. Parking is free. Everything is free, which means get there 12 hours early because it's going to be like Disneyland.
And by everything, we mean just getting in.
Yeah. The food is still $27 for a turkey leg.
minus 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not as bad as I was expecting.
No.
It's pretty good this year.
Yeah. You know what? We saw tigers.
I'm not going to lie. I showed Chrissy that picture last night, and she was like, you should not go to that area again.
I can't wait to go back.
The cage just does not look safe.
No, it does not at all.
It is not reinforced in any way.
And I expected, like, their teeth to be removed or something. You know how, like, sometimes they do that? And like, oh, he doesn't have any teeth. It's fine.
He could still claw and gum you to death.
Okay, he could gum us to lay on us. But the thing is, all of his claws were still there. Saw them.
Yeah.
And his teeth were huge.
Ginormous. He was like the size of my couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for giving that. We're like sitting there in front of these ginormous white tigers. There's this little bitty like hamster cage that they're in.
It really was like a hamster cage.
I'm like, he could bust right through that. And then you say, you know why their tongues are like that, right? It's so that they can like scratch all the fur off of their prey before they eat them. I'm like, oh, that sounds fantastic. I gotta go lie down. It was awful.
It was amazing.
So yes, there are white tigers there. There's a really cool white tiger, I don't know, show that they have.
I haven't seen yet.
There's a BMX show out there. There's all kinds of stuff. And it's free today.
Yes.
So come join us. We'll be out there noon to 3 broadcasting live. And still need our trivia question.
We do. Maybe we can get it from this.
Maybe. Are you a hoarder? Do you keep things? Are you a collector of things?
I go through phases where I'm like, I should probably keep this forever. And then like 8 months down the line, I'll be like, why was I thinking of keeping this? And I'll throw it away.
Here's the crazy thing is sometimes, you know, you hear the stories about hoarders and keeping lots of like random junk and like sad tales, and you see the TV
I've
show.
I've watched the show Hoarders.
Ugh, I can't, dude. Freaks me out.
I'm just so afraid they're all going to die.
I feel like everyone should watch that show.
So they aren't hoarders.
Yeah, because then you watch it and you're like, oh, I got to throw some stuff away. And then you immediately clean your closet out and like, it's yeah. awesome. So 69-year-old Walter Samazko.
Okay.
Carson City, Nevada. He was a hoarder and a loner. Sadly, I say was.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
Well, unfortunately, when you're old, you know, things...
This
don't
is
work
my
like
fear.
They used to.
Okay.
And, yeah. He died. Yeah.
How?
Heart problems.
Oh, that's not... Does that have anything to do with hoarding?
Yeah. Because no one found him.
Oh, no.
Until late June. Died in April or May. Not sure when.
Oh, my goodness.
They found his body amongst piles and piles of stuff. But Walter wasn't a junk hoarder. No, no. He had, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$7 million worth of gold bars and coins in his house.
Oh my God.
$7 million.
How do you get that?
Well, it's clear he didn't trust the banks.
Right.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. So his bank account actually only had $200 in the account.
Wow.
In addition to all the gold, he had $165,000 worth of stocks lying around and $12,000 cash lying about.
That is amazing.
Hanging out in the home.
Whoa.
Yeah. Authorities had been trying to track down a next of kin for the past few months. And last week, they were able to find someone.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Luckiest person.
After months and months of searching, they found the name of a first cousin living in San Rafael, California. Could you imagine? I just can't imagine getting that
news?
Phone call. Yeah.
You're like, I didn't buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was it? My who?
Yeah.
Yeah, your first cousin. First cousin on your mom's side. Remember Walter? His name's Walter.
No.
Walter. Yeah, yeah. No. He left you almost $8 million.
That's amazing.
Okay.
No.
We already heard. So, yeah.
Wow.
What'd you do? You get the phone call. Here, no. Okay, ready?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Dang it. Oh, hold on. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Michelle?
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Hi, this is Officer Van Halen from Carson City, Nevada. We
Whoa.
Found your keys. Sorry. We Colin, are you the first cousin of Walter Samazko Jr.?
Walter Samazko Jr.
No, just Samazko.
Samazko?
Samazko.
Samazko. Walter Smith.
This is awful. I'm throwing this story away. $7 million.
I'd cry.
What? I just don't even know.
I'd be like, my reaction would probably be like, okay, I think I'm gonna have to call my husband first. No, I don't have to call him. Okay, now what?
I would be bummed. I'd think I'd just give it all away. My money, my problems. That's what they say. That's what Puff says.
Before he was P. Diddy?
Yeah.
I think he's calling himself something different these days.
Sean.
Sean John Combs.
Sean Puffy.
Sean P. Puff
Sean
Daddy.
Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Yeah.
He's worse than Prince.
I know.
Because Prince was Prince, but then he was the symbol.
But then we didn't know what to call him.
And then he was...
The symbol, formerly known as Prince.
The artist formerly known as Prince. And then he was the symbol. Like, that was it. Just the symbol. And then now he's Prince.
And this person was a hoarder of...
I know. Where are we going? Amazing.
We just brought it back full circle.
Oh, man.
See that?
$7 million. What would you do?
I'd totally give it away. I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah, that's a lot of cash. I am Empire for you right now. Song called To the Moon. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Now,
dear friend of the show, Micah Talks, one half of Anchor and Braille.
Yes,
that's from a solo project. Interesting music for boring people. Song called So Lovely. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to the show.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
7:32 now, and today, a free day at the New Mexico State Fair.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone should be taking advantage of this.
For reals, yo. It's normally 10 bones to get into the State Fair. Yeah.
Kill 10.
It means dollars.
Dollars.
Bucks. Dineros.
I'm so excited that it's free. Dineros.
Isn't that, oh, it's dolares. Dolares.
Yeah.
Dineros, just monies.
Teresa would have known.
Teresa. Yeah, if you missed the State Fair yesterday, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We obviously were bored.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
We're on the corner of Fern Sawyer and Heritage. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
It's fine.
Sorry.
No, it's good.
In between Tingley and Manuel Lujan Building, you'll see the van. You'll see our amazing display.
You will.
So I want to thank all five people who actually ventured to trek to the end of the street to see us yesterday.
Because it really is a trek.
Yeah, we are seriously up in the far corner. You have to be looking for us.
Put your hiking boots on.
Yeah.
Come see us.
As everyone made it abundantly clear yesterday.
Wow, you guys are really out here. Yeah,
thanks. What'd you do?
Ugh.
Why'd they put you in the corner? No one puts baby in the corner.
I'm going to go lock myself
in
the van.
But they really did. They really did. They put baby in the corner.
I know. Where does babies?
Lame. And sadly, Swayze's nowhere to...
I know.
Help us.
Nah.
Oh my gosh, stop. No, you didn't. Stop. Stop.
I'm done.
Yeah. Are you really?
I'm done.
Okay, good. That movie
and
is so...
Oh, to you.
Yep. That movie is so bad.
I know. So, I watched it again.
So bad.
When it was like playing on TV, I'm like, ugh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So corny.
I love that. You're like, oh, this is so bad. But it's on TV. I might as well watch it.
Right.
I mean,
there's
I'm
nothing else
it's
to
on.
Do.
I'm going to go ahead and watch it.
I'm never going to own it. Might as well watch it now.
Yeah. So we'll be out there broadcasting live at the New Mexico State Fair, noon to 3. Come see all the crazy tigers, the cows.
Everything crazy in the Manuel Lujan Building.
The sheep, the lambs.
They're all so cute. We have to go visit them.
The goats. What was that crazy horned thing?
Ram?
Was it a ram?
I don't know, actually. Yeah. I have no idea what it's called. I thought it looked like a stuffed animal.
It was
just
yeah.
sitting there, not moving or blinking.
It was blinking?
Barely. It was on its last leg for sure.
Well, we're out there. We got CDs. We've got some goodie bags with Static Radio t-shirts.
Yep.
Yeah, so come hang out with us. It's free today, so it's going to be slammed, I'm sure.
I'm excited.
Which is totally cool. That means there's going to be people there. So, it has been 5 years since the iPhone was introduced in the United States. Can you believe that?
That's
5 years.
That's crazy.
Just imagine how much money, just wild guess. Yeah, that's right. I'm making you wildly guess. How much money do you think has been spent replacing broken iPhones?
A million?
$1 million.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay, in 5 years.
In 5 years, so should
5 years, repairing, replacing broken, lost, stolen iPhones. Your guess is $1 million.
Is that just not enough?
Do you know that there was a story last week, and it was, you know, they're changing the cord for the iPhone 5 or whatever, and they're saying that Apple looks to gain about $1 million in just people replacing their cord.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say $2 billion.
$2 billion. You are the worst game guesser person ever.
Okay,
you went from $1 million to $2 billion.
This will be our answer that you have to answer us.
Okay.
So someone call in, and I want them to guess right now.
Okay. I'll tell you this right now. $2 billion, not enough.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. 5 years since the iPhone was introduced, and Americans have spent a lot of money repairing and replacing broken, lost, and stolen iPhones, which is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Mostly broken ones, because apparently you're 10 times more likely to break your iPhone than to lose it or have it stolen. It is made of glass, which I guess one thing that, you know, they're talking about the 5 that's coming out. Ooh, is this a 5?
It's
crazy. I guess the back is now made of aluminum, so that's helpful.
Is that better for the antenna?
Well, I think it's better for the people that have dropped it.
Yeah.
And shattered them. Static!
Hi, my guess is none.
None dollars.
Yes, because
mine
have a warranty.
Ah, yeah, no.
Not everyone got the warranty.
That was a good idea, but way wrong. Way wrong. Oh. Thanks for the call. All right. Static.
Okay.
Is it like 4 billion?
Ooh, getting closer, but no, still not enough.
Oh, my goodness.
505-338-3700. How much money do you think Americans have spent repairing and replacing just the iPhone? This isn't smartphones. We're specifically talking about the iPhone. It's staggering.
I don't even know. I can't even make a...
Okay, think about this. In just the last year, 30% of iPhone users have damaged their phone in some way. 30% of all iPhone users. Right now, 11% are using a phone with a cracked screen, and 6% are using ones that they've taped up themselves. Most common way to break an iPhone? Dropping it on the ground. Yeah. Yeah. My wife's done that.
Of course.
Plenty. So I get that. This number doesn't seem that far off to me. Hello?
Is it 6 billion?
Ooh, and there it is.
Wow.
$6 billion. Who's this?
This is Matthew Lopez.
Matthew.
From Las Cruces.
Yes, from Las Cruces. Shout out. Good job. You totally won the approval of your friends because now you're smarter than everybody else. Good job.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, there it is. Yeah, $5.9
billion. $5.9
billion. Repairing and replacing broken, lost, and stolen iPhones.
I don't know how
That's how much money has been spent.
See, I don't even know how to, like, make a good estimate on that. Like, I don't know why.
Well, the iPhone has been out for 5 years now.
Yeah.
Since the first one was introduced. So, over, you know, what, $1.2
billion? Does that say a lot about Apple?
No, it says a lot about the fact that iPhones are dropped regularly. One,
true,
on the ground, shattered. Two, how many people are talking and doing their business?
Ooh.
Because number two is dropping it in a toilet, which I think is quite
that's
hilarious.
That's really funny.
That's number two.
That's really
Man,
funny.
That's
that
great.
All the people, and you know this firsthand, all the people who work there have to touch those phones directly after.
Yep. Having them fall from your lap is third.
Okay.
I have a case, but I have actually done that once.
Yeah, because it's
you plug
not like
it in,
the grip.
Like when you're driving and maybe you're using it as like, I use mine as like an iPod.
Yeah.
And so I'll driving. And then when I get out of the car, forget it's in my lap and then whoop.
Oh, I've never done that.
Yeah.
Mine is always just like dropped to the floor. Like
that's number one. Yeah. Dropping them on the ground. Number four, knocking one off a table.
Yeah.
Fourth and fifth is spilling something on it.
Yeah, I've been lucky because I've volleyballed my phone to the ground before.
What?
Like, I'll try and catch it, and instead of, like, clasping it, I'll just hit it.
And slam it to the ground?
Yeah, like,
did it shatter?
No, I've never. This is the only iPhone I've ever had, and it's fine. I don't even have a protector on it.
Yeah, well, no, you have a case.
I have a case, but I don't have, like, the little screen over it.
That's
like,
okay.
This is just it.
See, I'm not a screen person.
I think they feel weird.
Exactly.
So I can't.
Yeah, nope. So, yeah, in the last 5 years since the iPhone was introduced, Americans have spent $5.9 billion repairing or replacing them. Our family's gone through a few.
Yeah, but look at my case. My case is all cracked. Like, this shows the damage. Like,
yeah,
it's cracked right there. This part is falling off. This part is falling off. I need a new case. But this one's done good.
Now, asking just personally, not trying to endorse any, are you going to go for the five? Like, do you care?
I care, but honestly, my husband and I are on an opposite schedule. Like, so
me and Chrissy are the same way?
He's getting the iPhone 5, and I'm sticking with this.
Is that the 4S?
Yes, this is the 4S.
See, I just have the 4.
So she has the 4S?
And she has the 4S. That's funny, because it's like every other year, oh, now I'm up. Oh, now you're up.
Yeah.
Now I'm up. And we kind of like volleyball back and forth.
Even though we're both ready to get a new phone, like with our plan,
uh-huh,
it still costs way too much
it's
money.
Stupid.
So I'm not going
it's to. Stupidly expensive.
I just want to give a little shout out to my husband. Happy anniversary. Okay.
Today's your anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You got to do way better than that. What's his number? Can we call him?
Yeah, he's probably sleeping.
Oh, that's the best part.
Okay.
Okay. No, just tell us on the air.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Are you gonna sing a song?
Me?
Yeah, sing a song.
It's your anniversary.
Happy anniversary song.
I don't want to be part of the conversation.
Oh, no.
You got to do something awesome. No pressure.
He's
probably sleeping.
He's probably sleeping. Because he gets to sleep in.
Yeah, wait, why are we calling him on your anniversary to wake him up? When he gets to sleep in.
Because I love him so much.
Oh,
he hates me.
He doesn't hate you. He's sleeping. He doesn't know.
He hates me.
He doesn't.
Hey, this is Kelly. Sorry I missed you. Send me a text or message and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Aww. Okay, ready to sing him a song? It's anniversary.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept
mailbox is
what? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Rejected.
You were just totally rejected
on
your anniversary.
That's never happened.
That's hilarious. I love it. Yep. Makes me happy. No. We got to think of something awesome. It's your anniversary.
Okay.
How many years have you been married?
3.
That's right. That is so awesome.
Oh.
Yay.
Today's my anniversary.
That's pretty rad.
It's like one of those things like, oh, happy anniversary. And then you're like, is it not? It's so weird. I thought we had the same wedding date.
No.
It's not, no. Not your.
It's not my anniversary.
Yeah. That's
October.
So weird.
October
it's so weird.
18th.
It's like one of those things you don't want to mention.
Why?
Like, because it's like happy birthday. Like, today is my birthday. Today is my anniversary. It's,
why don't you want to mention it?
I want to mention
it.
I do want to mention it, but I don't want to make it like a...
A big deal? It's a huge deal, especially this day and age. You've been married for 3 years.
That's,
and you're still married.
That's 99% longer than anyone else.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm celebrating every day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So, Chrissy and I will be celebrating 10 years this year. So I'm like...
Next month.
Yeah. So the only bummer is we had big plans. Big plans.
Yeah. Now you have even bigger plans. 18-year plans.
No, truly bigger plans. Yeah. Because my wife's ballooning because she's pregnant.
Oh, she's not ballooning. She's cute.
Just in the tummy area.
Well,
there's a child inside
of
her.
Not a balloon,
it's okay
though.
To say that. She's pregnant. So, you know, I don't mean like, you know.
You have bigger plans now.
We really do.
Longer
plans. We had some really cool ideas. Dude, the 10-year anniversary is going to be huge, and we're going to go to Maine, and we're going to eat lobster. That's what she wanted
to
do.
That sounds amazing. I'd love to do that.
See, that's hilarious.
I've
because I was like, oh, thank you, Lord, for getting us pregnant.
I've never been to the East Coast, and I want to so bad.
That's Chrissy. She's been to the East Coast, but that's like the one place
there?
She wants to go. She wants to go to Maine. She wants to like eat
Vermont,
lobster.
Vermont, Virginia.
And just hang out. And I'm like, what is that?
All
but there's no like sports teams there? Like, what do?
You enjoy every the green.
Understand.
You look at green grass.
Yeah. So no big 10-year anniversary plans right now because my wife will be 8 months pregnant. We can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, it'll be
we can't really travel at 8 months. She can't fly anywhere.
Yeah, no. They don't want to deliver babies.
And so it's
on
like, oh, well, you can't fly. Why don't you guys like drive somewhere? I'm like, yes.
Oh, cool.
Because that's what my 8 months pregnant wife wants to do is be in a car for hours. That sounds, whew, man. You're obviously
perfect.
Not married. Yeah, so,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
So, I'll be at the State Fair today, and it's free.
Yay, free on your anniversary.
On my anniversary.
Is it weird, like, our anniversary is like birthdays to where, like, when it's my birthday sometimes.
You have to celebrate it on the weekend.
Or every year, actually. I'm not stoked to be at work. Like, but it's my birthday. I don't automatically get the day off. I don't understand. What's the deal? It's my birthday.
See, but you grew up with your birthday being in the summer, so you feel like you shouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I've always been in school for my birthday. So.
So you get like a party.
Yeah, well, you get.
I was jealous of you oppositely. I always was bummed out because it was like, if your birthday was during the school year, you'd come to school and there'd be like banners and decorations and like cupcakes and everything. And I'm like, oh, how
cupcakes
great.
Cupcakes if
for
your
you,
mom
October,
brought them.
Baby. Yeah, I was born in the summer. I don't get anything.
See, I don't. I'm,
at the end of the year, it's like, and congratulations
here's
to everybody.
A pencil.
Who's a, yay, everybody's birthday who we're going to miss. And you're all lumped together. All you summer babies. Static.
Yo, hey, Mitch. Happy anniversary to
hey,
you guys.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks.
That is awesome. I've been married 6.5 years.
Congratulations.
Wow. Yeah, and goodness, you learn so much, don't you? In just that short amount of time. And you,
yeah.
Something that I've learned is that I'm always wrong. I've had to come to grips with it, you know, because I'm a know-it-all to begin with.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, yeah, let's do this. And I look at my wife, and she gives me the look. And I'm like, oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. Nope.
let's do something else. No, but honestly, it's awesome. I have a good wife. It's been a good time, but... Hey, just to go off subject a little bit, I'm coming down from the East Mountains, and I'm on I-40 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming through Terrace Canyon, and, like, everything stopped. Do you guys happen to know what's going on?
Oh, let me...
Check our helicopter man. Anything?
Nothing.
Nothing on the helicopter
nothing
cam.
Nothing on the yeah. But...
You laugh, but I'm serious. She's on our awesome website that tells us everything we need to know.
Except it obviously doesn't.
Updated every 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
So, I don't. I know that I heard about an accident somewhere, but it's not even showing up on this list. I just have to ask Stever because he's the one that knows.
He knows everything.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Well, anyway, you guys have a great anniversary.
Thank you.
Did you say the fair is free today?
Yes.
Free for everyone today. Yep. It's normally $10, dude. So today's the day. It's ridiculous. So.
You know, I'm starting to get a sore throat right now. I think it's work.
You know, I hear actually at the fair they have stuff to remedy that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I might have to meet you guys there.
There you go.
Meet you at the fair. Guys.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Mitch. You guys have a happy anniversary. Take care.
Hey, thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
If people do that all day, I'm just going to say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, like the dude at the fair. Are you guys married? No.
I know. And I said yes. And I'm like, we are married.
And I was like, no.
Just not to each other.
We're not married.
He didn't say, are you guys married to each other? He said, hey, are you guys married?
And I said, no.
He was implying that, but yeah, that was hilarious. I'm like, no, she really is. She really is. Static.
Hey, the guy called about the I-40 thing. Somebody's U-Haul came off their car.
Oh, stop it.
Gosh, that's awful.
Dude, free stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You can hook it up, except it's upside down.
Oh, okay, never mind.
It went across a few lanes. There was a few cars pulled off to the side, so that's probably what he's sitting in the middle of.
That's like a movie.
It was a little bit like a movie, but I think it was a Fiat trying to pull a U-Haul. I didn't think it was a good...
No,
never a good idea. A Fiat can't even pull a Mini Cooper, much less like a U-Haul with anything in it.
I know what those look like.
Yeah, they look like the little smart cars.
Yeah. Happy anniversary, Mitch. I just had 21 years.
Ooh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay. Words of wisdom from somebody who's been married 21 years. What's the number one thing you've learned in 21 years of marriage?
I married the right guy.
Yay! I like that answer. That's a good one.
My daughter's laughing at me in the backseat.
Let them laugh away.
They don't know what it feels like just yet.
Pick well. That's the advice.
There you go.
Well, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's funny, this is actually piggybacking on what I wanted to talk about. According to a new survey by the dating site Zeusk. I've never even heard of it.
Zeusk? Is that like...
Zeusk. Zeusk.
Okay. Oh, whatever. Okay. Not like Zeus. Like
that's the most unimportant part of the conversation.
Mythological god.
Most Americans avoid posting information about their love life because they don't want their coworkers to see.
I think that's wise.
60% of people say that they're cautious about putting up any romantic posts because they worry what their coworkers will think.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Yeah.
64% say they would share more information about their love lives if they weren't friends with coworkers on Facebook. And 38% say that their coworkers are the reason they don't post any information about any kind of relationship online.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
I think that's weird. I mean, I don't know their whole motive.
Around here, I'm like trying to think. I'm like, well, Stever's always posting cute things about him and Nance.
Yeah.
You and Kelly post stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not on Facebook, on Instagram.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if like you're in an argument, then, you know, that makes sense.
In this day and age, is anything really private anymore, considering everybody's got a Facebook and everybody's just sharing everything?
Trying to be private.
Well, yeah, we talked about that girl this morning who was involved in a hit and run, DUI
right.
and hit and run, and then immediately went home and posted to Facebook.
LOL.
Totally just T-boned somebody. It's hilarious.
Got a DUI.
It's so crazy to me. The guy that was on the run, remember, from the cops?
Yeah, and then he posted it.
Posting to Facebook while he's on the run. It's
yeah.
So, I don't know. 81% of couples say they use social networks to interact with each other privately during the day. 60% of people think that the primary reason to be on Facebook is to share intimate details about your love life. Really?
Oh.
And yet a lot of people aren't posting because of their coworkers. Anyways, hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yours is coming up really soon.
I know, less than a month.
Yes.
I'm excited. So, words of wisdom.
For me?
Yeah.
And
why not?
Everyone else, yeah.
Married people. We got a few married people calling already saying, hey, congratulations, I've been married this long.
Yeah.
So number one thing you've learned.
We met the most amazing family yesterday.
Absolutely. You talking about Brian?
Yeah.
Man.
Brian and his wife, so cool. They came up with like a three kid stroller.
Yeah.
Full, and then other kids like hanging off the sides, like, hold on to the stroller and walk with us.
Nine children.
And they
all probably under the age of what? Like eight-ish?
Like eight, yeah.
I don't know.
And
Sayla was the oldest, his Sayla, daughter.
Yeah. And first I thought he was trying to say Sailor, because we know a Sailor.
We do.
And
Sailor Moon?
Sailor, no, oh. Not Sailor Moon. I'm talking about anime. Sailor Shroff.
Yes.
But Sayla, like Sayla.
Yeah.
Sayla.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, yeah, then they had two twins, a boy and a girl. They adopted from a village in Africa.
They had triplets.
They adopted. Maybe two.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, all of these kids are just beautiful.
I went home and hugged my wife.
Yeah.
I did. I went home and hugged my wife and said, thank you so much. All right. I will never complain again. Because, yeah, 9 children.
Yeah.
All youngins.
And he, like, keeping
it
cool.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
He was very, very cool.
And
so.
They were so cute and well-behaved, and I'm sure they have their moments, but, oh.
Yeah.
I fell in love with those kids.
Yeah, man. So we're meeting some cool people at the State Fair. Please come join us. Today it's free for everyone. Normally it's $10 a person to get in.
Yeah.
So today is the day to take advantage of free day at the fair, free parking, free entrance. And, yeah, we'll be there broadcasting live from noon to 3.
Yes.
For free, hanging out with you.
I'm excited to be there.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, some wolves at the gate. Also, Teresa from Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
I'm excited.
Coming up, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's road construction. The right lane is closed on Yale between Sunport and Gibson, as well as there's an accident on Senator Dennis Chavez Boulevard at Coors. So watch out for that. Never even heard of that.
Where is that?
Right. Senator Dennis Chavez Boulevard. And that is parallel to I-25. I have no idea where this is.
Okay.
By Coors. Construction work Wyoming at San Antonio Place and Harper Drive. And that's your look at traffic.
Don't forget on the corner of Juan Tabo and Emperor Palpatine. There's some road construction going on.
Emperor Palpatine?
So, Emperor Palpatine.
Emperor Palpatine.
That's the street.
Is that by Mick Mahone?
Man, I wish I could make up street names. Because, you know, like, if it's a new area and you first to buy property there, you get to name the street.
That's so cool.
I know.
Emperor Palpatine. Who made that up?
George Lucas?
Really?
Emperor Palpatine? It's the Emperor Palpatine? Emperor Palpatine?
Emperor News Groove.
Anyone?
Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, Star Wars.
I only saw that
Emperor.
Once.
Anyways.
Anyway.
No talking Star Wars right now, though.
Traffic sponsored by
Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
338-3669.
That's 338-3669. And thanks to Solomon's Porch for all they do here. Very, very cool. Coffee, breakfast, lunch.
All that.
Shenanigans. Maybe not shenanigans, but awesome coffee.
Yes.
So anyways. Speaking of shenanigans, lots of shenanigans going on at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission right
That's
now. I'll
right.
tell you that. I don't know about
oh,
that.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us in studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, I'm excited that you're here.
Thank you. I'm always excited to be here.
You had a cool meeting last week. I know you're probably, can you even mention it? Can you even talk
yeah,
about
it? Yeah, I can
it?
Talk about okay. it.
Our dear friends, Buck and Dex.
Yep.
And Baxter.
From the Edge.
From the Edge. Going to be doing something very crazy.
They're going to be staying overnight.
On the streets.
On the streets at Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
They're going to be eating and living with the homeless.
Man.
On October 11th, the night of October 11th, and then October 12th. Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Phenomenal what they're doing.
And they're just trying to, like, get the feel of what's going of what
yeah.
they go through because
yeah.
they're going to be doing something later.
They're going to be doing the radiothon for yeah. us the following week, and they're trying to get
it's
the
amazing.
Feel for you're right exactly yeah. right for what it's like to be homeless and not know where your next meal's coming from.
So are they going to have cell phones? Are we going to be allowed to interview them? That's kind of defeats
yeah.
the purpose, right? Or is
they'll have cell phones.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So just in case.
Yeah.
You never
they'll have
know.
Cell phones. They're going to be interviewing homeless people.
Okay.
Cool.
And men in the recovery program, because they're
okay.
actually going to sleep with the men
yeah.
who are in the recovery program.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be able to share that with everybody the following week at the radiothon on
okay.
the stories they have to tell. Some of these guys came from good families, the men in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Some came from really rough lives.
Yeah.
And so it's real variety of how they got to homelessness.
Going to be amazing.
Yeah, it is. We're so pumped.
We're going to have to talk to them as it gets closer.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of things getting closer, we are 2 months away from Thanksgiving.
Yep.
That's not that far out. Trust me, I know, because my son is due to be born the week before. And there's so much to do.
Yeah.
And so little time, because it just keeps inching closer and closer and closer. So you guys are already preparing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Now, if you, as an individual, family, or church group, want to volunteer to serve at our Thanksgiving dinner. And our Thanksgiving dinner is actually November 22nd. It's on that Tuesday.
Yeah, so you still get to spend Thanksgiving with your family.
Yeah, exactly. What we've done is we banded together with all the organizations in Albuquerque that serve the homeless. And so for that whole week, each organization will have Thanksgiving dinner on a different day.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's care awesome.
Of them. But we need you to sign up for volunteerism.
Yeah.
It's filling up fast.
Good.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
But you
always need more volunteers.
Yeah. And if you want to help out, you want to bring your kids down, you want to bring your church group down, you need to call the Albuquerque Rescue Mission now.
Yeah.
Before it fills up.
346-HOPE is the phone number. 346-HOPE. If you would like to volunteer for the rescue mission, that's 346-4673.
Three.
Good job.
Yeah.
Woo. 4673.
Well, I got to be honest. Most people have cell phones nowadays. And do they still have the letters next to the numbers?
It's really difficult.
Wow.
Because when that happens, I'm like, oh no, this doesn't work anymore. I don't have a flip phone.
Yeah. 4673. Yeah. 346-HOPE. That's 346-4673. Give them a call. Or, of course, abqrescue.org for the details.
Yeah.
And, of course, we always post it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But, yeah, it is coming close.
It is. It's exciting. Yeah,
2 months away. And the Thanksgiving dinners are always, huge.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah.
The number of people we get. And it will change you forever. It really will.
Yeah, talk about having an appreciation and a heart of thankfulness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's Thanksgiving, and normally people are like, I got to hang out with my family. Drunkle's going to be there, and we're going to deal with this.
And we're going to watch football.
Yeah. Complain, complain, complain. And then you go and you volunteer at the rescue mission for a Thanksgiving dinner, and you realize how much you truly have to be thankful for because of what you do have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's so many people right now living on the streets, sleeping on the streets, who have absolutely nothing but the clothes on their back, maybe an extra pair of socks or an extra shirt or jacket, maybe if they're blessed enough to have something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah, absolutely. Please help the rescue mission. 346-HOPE, the phone number, or abqrescue.org. Because, man, that's just one day. You guys also are preparing to open your winter shelter where you house people for the winter because it gets cold here.
Yep.
Man. And so you guys got a lot going on. This is a busy season for the rescue mission.
A very busy season.
So please help the community as you guys do so much for the community here.
Oh, thank you.
So... I'm telling you, man, there's obviously a great need.
Trying to make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great, great need. My wife, she does, she works in childcare and involved in that. And just last week, they were at a conference and they were specifically talking about homeless children in the schools and how to help them, how to love them, how to, she runs a private Christian school. And so, you know, how you can share Christ with these children. Mm-hmm. Just getting to be a part of the show and talking to you every week, APS alone, nearly 7,000 children, homeless children in the APS program. And wow. And so it's sad. It's scary. And, and there's a lot of need. And so those of us who are fortunate enough to have homes, who are fortunate enough to, have the funds to help the rescue mission or the time to help the rescue mission.
Yeah.
Whether volunteering for breakfast or serving dinner, or you guys serve food 6 days a week.
Yep.
So
breakfast
obviously,
and dinner.
Yeah, volunteer help that you guys need. So, hey, check it out, abqrescue.org. Get involved And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again next Wednesday, of course.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
There it is. And right now we got some Rush of Fools. Song is Help Our Unbelief. Mitch, you posted everything?
I did.
There you go. Where can they find it?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That's right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Ilya. Song called Reaching. Right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Thebes posted on our Facebook page. You can too. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
You can too.
Find us. Like us. We need your likes. We need your support.
Well,
we need your help.
We would like that.
It would be fun. It'd be a grand old time.
Yes.
Stuff.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to find this music. Coming up October 11th through the 13th, actually, we're going to be doing a Static fundraiser. It is Static Decision 2012. Yeah. Good times.
Hey, yeah. No, I'm excited for it. We did something like it back in the end of May, beginning of June.
Yeah.
Called the Static 500.
Yeah, that's right. The Static 500, our first fundraiser.
Yes.
We're a listener-supported station. We're non-commercial.
Yep.
Which means we're non-profit.
And non-profit means that we do not profit from commercials.
Very
non-profit.
Good.
Well, you know, you hear non-profit, so you're like, oh, yeah, it's non-profit. But really,
but what does that mean? That means we broke.
Yeah. For real.
And so we're going to be doing a fundraiser coming up October 11th through the 13th. Why are we talking about it so early? Well, check it out. Right now, we need your support in multiple ways. We want to know why you love Static Radio. Why do you listen to Steve-O and Mitch in the morning? Why do you listen at all to Static Radio? And you can tell us that by emailing us.
Yes. Send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. We just want to know whether you love us, you hate us, mostly if you love us. Please.
Yeah, tell us why you listen, because I'll tell you what, it's really cool to hear testimonies of people, how Static has helped, how Static has changed your life, how Static has been influential. What does Static Radio mean to you? Mm-hmm. Email us, studio@mystaticradio.com, because it's not a like a ego boost for us. We just want to know that we're making an impact in the community.
Yeah.
Does it matter? I mean, we need your support, and if we don't get that support, maybe we won't get to be in the community
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
Maybe we won't get to do this anymore. And so, you know, let's be honest. Stuff takes money to work properly, to run, to actually have it.
It really
and,
does.
And a radio station like this is no different. And we were actually just talking with Teresa off air for the Albuquerque Rescue yep. Mission. Their big fundraiser coming up in October as well. We were talking a little bit about that. The funds needed to run this place, to run the rescue mission. And yeah, so we need your support. And if you would like to vote early.
You can.
You can now. We actually, look at that, $345 so far.
Means we got another vote.
Yeah, another vote. You can check that out at our website, mystaticradio.com. It shows the votes received already, which means people are already voting for Static Radio. Your vote, i.e. your money, just helps keep us in office, which is the airwaves.
And if you've already voted or you have that monthly donation, as we had someone call in earlier and ask,
yeah.
you can share right there. It says encourage friends to vote for Static, and you put it on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
Get the word out.
Exactly. Get the word out. So get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Like us. Help spread the word of Static Radio, because we sure love spreading the word of Jesus Christ. And so, yeah, that's what we're there to do.
That's right.
In fact, we'll be out at the State Fair today, noon to 3, hanging out, broadcasting live, just kind of handing out some decals and some papers. It's been amazing, because 2/3 of the people we've talked to have never heard of us.
Which is cool.
I mean,
it's kind of like, oh, so you didn't hear us on the radio. Okay. But
yeah. Which is great, though, because that's new people who hopefully get to hear cool music and then, you know, get to hear the gospel.
Yeah.
They've never heard it.
Right.
I love it. I'm amped on that.
Exactly. So we'll be out there 12 to 3 handing out the paper, decals, got some shirts if you answer the question. What was the question again?
The question is, how much money in the 5 years that the iPhone has been out, how much money has been spent on replacing an iPhone?
And the answer,
not smartphones, just the iPhone.
Just the iPhone.
$5.9 billion in the last 5 years has been spent replacing broken iPhones.
We'll accept $6 billion as well.
We'll accept $6 billion as well.
But yeah.
5.9. You know.
So
yeah, that is the answer to the trivia question. You get out to the State Fair today and answer that. We've got a few goodie bags. So I feel like today is going to be jam-packed and they're going to go away pretty quickly. So come out, visit us. It is free today at the New Mexico State Fair all day.
Hold on. It's free.
Yeah, it's normally $10 a person to get in.
Yeah, today's, so today's the day.
Yeah. Get out there, say what's up to us, answer the trivia question, and yeah, there you go. Speaking of cool music and trying to reach out, Seosin right now, great band.
Culture Shock.
One of our Culture Shocks. The song is called You're Not Alone, which
speaks for itself.
I was just about to say that very thing. Yeah. So here it is. It's a Culture Shock for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All right. Welcome to the show.
8:41
Or two.
Two. Whatever.
Okay, I gotta be honest.
Yeah. Ooh. Dude, stop breathing this way. I'm gonna just stand over here.
I apologize right now.
Yeah, no.
Our dear
cool.
friend Rob. We call him Chip Guy.
Yeah.
The Chip Dude.
Can you go to that other mic over there?
He works for a chip company.
Uh-huh.
And brought me my favorite chips.
Yeah.
However,
it's super early in the morning.
And these chips, these specific kind of chips, they make my breath bad.
They are chili cheese flavored.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, they taste amazing. I know this because they're one of my favorite chips too.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. The whole room smells like that. Yeah. Can you like,
I'm sorry,
swish?
Here, I'll swallow it down with some coffee. That'll help.
Ugh. So we need some.
Here's what I've learned. I should have learned this lesson by now. I need to keep gum or mints with me because check it out. This last Sunday, I'm at service. We're mm-hmm. at church. And, you know, I'm part of the worship team at Remedy.
Yeah.
I'm a church. And I should have known. I kind of knew. I was there all the services. And at the end of the first service, our pastor called up, like, the elders, called up, like, the leaders.
Uh-huh.
And hey, we're going to, you know, open up the altars if anybody wants to pray, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, prayed with people. Cool.
Oh, no.
And then in between services.
Yeah.
In between services, big old cup of coffee.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And ate. And didn't think about the fact that, oh, wait, there's still
another,
you know,
service.
Another service. So this last Sunday, this is what's going through my mind. This is horrible. I'm repenting right now. At the end of service, it's like, hey, we're going to call up the leader. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. So then in my partial brain, I'm like, Lord, I pray that everyone in here is perfect and no one needs prayer this morning.
Everyone's heart is right.
Because I have some funky breath going on, right? And so I'm at the front, and for some reason, I stood, like, near one of the speakers.
Oh, no.
So it's like,
you have to
we worship you, and it's really loud. And then somebody comes up to me, and I'm like, oh, no. I mean, yes, because they need prayer, and this is a great thing.
But not for me.
But then it's like, worship is really loud. So, like, I'm sorry, can you speak up?
How great is our
and I'm like, so,
it's a thing with me, how great.
So, hey, man, how's it going? You just need some. Wow. Yes, yes. We do dubstep worship at our church. No. What was that?
I didn't want to sing anymore.
So it's like happening. There's like worship going on and it's loud and then somebody comes up for prayer.
Oh.
And I'm like, totally attentive to like their need and listening and yes, okay, cool. But then I realize I'm going to need to pray for this person. And for this person to hear me, I'm going to have to be pretty close to them. I got some funky prayer breath going on right now. And that's all I can think about.
So you know what needs to happen?
Gum.
Gum or just like some mouthwash.
Testaments.
Some testaments which exist.
I know, right? So... That's the worst.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I already have like a complex because once when I was like in third grade, I forgot to brush my teeth in the morning and some kid called me dragon breath and I've never forgotten it. So I've always cared about my breath.
Yeah, I know.
Like I'm a brusher. I'll brush 9 times a day if I have to.
I don't understand why you're eating those right now then.
So I'm eating chili cheese chips and some coffee.
Gross.
Hey,
dragon
Mitch.
Breath. Ugh.
What did you call me?
There is lots of stuff going on. Construction work on Broadway Boulevard, Broadway Southeast at Avenida Cesar Chavez, as well as a rollover on I-25 at Jefferson, exit 229.
Okay.
And more construction work. Ooh, more accidents too. Construction work Wyoming at San Antonio, and another accident. Left lane is blocked on Candelaria West at Wyoming, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Are you doing like the Sopo dance? Ow! Why did you just kick me?
Because I don't know.
What are you, seven?
Because
I don't know.
I forgot.
Oh, that's the worst. I'm like, that's not an answer.
Just answer the
question.
Yes, Timmy.
I forgot.
Oh. No, you didn't. You just wanted to raise your hand.
Yeah, you never knew. So anyways, great gum debacle of 2012.
Yeah, it's awful. This is terrible. Gum. This room, probably, I'm getting used to it now. But
You need to take that up with Chip Guy, because he's the one that brought me chips this morning.
Oh.
He brought us chips, to be honest.
Yeah,
he said to make sure I shared.
Yet. Yeah,
but
so
you're just not a...
You know what needs to happen?
Early chip morning person?
Kelly, my husband,
uh-huh.
He used to be the... he used to oversee the prayer chapel here.
Ah, yes.
And so he had a lot of praying to do.
Right.
Like, clock in to start praying. No.
Right.
But so I had to like make sure, like, did you brush your teeth?
Uh-huh.
Need some Listerine?
Yeah, but sometimes that doesn't even matter. I feel like you still need like gum or something because throughout the day.
I was, during that time, I bought gum all the time. I'm like, here, have half a piece now, have half a piece again in like 2 hours. Like,
yeah, because then if you have gum and you don't keep it up, then you've got that like nasty old gum breath.
And that's not good. Nope. So now he has like a hygiene drawer in his office.
If you're planning on praying with somebody, no. No, scratch that, because it doesn't matter. Sometimes, like when we were at the State Fair a couple days ago, we met Melissa.
Melissa.
Came up to us and said, hey, do you guys like pray? Are you guys like prayer people? I'm like, yes, we are. What's up?
And so.
And just out of nowhere, this lady just telling us what was going on in her life, and we were able to pray with her, which was rad. But again, should have had gum.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
That should be like the deal. Like if prayer is about to happen, like hand everyone a piece of gum.
You know what's hilarious and just really actually sad and a telltale that I just really need to, you know, get my focus correct,
huh,
is I'm thinking about my nasty breath when this person is in front of me like pouring their heart out, here's what's going on, and here's I'm like, oh man, I'm about to have to pray for this. I got
why
bad breath.
Did I have so
should have had
onions.
Some gum should have man
but even okay even if you haven't eaten anything mm-hmm. like all day long but you brush your teeth early in the morning, it's still like I have bad breath.
Yeah,
like this is not good.
Yeah.
Which I guess is natural. But we're just used to mint.
Static.
So I just had a question. Wouldn't you guys think it would be rude if you're like chewing gum and then you're praying for them when you're
I don't know, bro. If I had somebody praying over me, I would definitely
appreciate.
I would appreciate the gum smacking over the like. Lord,
right.
We just
and see, I'm not a mouth breather. So if
a mouth breather. Oh, okay.
So when someone else is talking, or in this case, praying,
it's all up in your nostrils.
You're like, oh gosh, I'm afraid to breathe. Do you have gum? Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, there it is.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of, yeah.
Not mean?
Yeah. Or, on the other hand, maybe you're helping them because then they walk away like, my problems aren't so bad. That dude's breath is foul. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, bye.
All right.
Or on the other side, man, that was not a good smell to the Lord. That did not smell like incense.
338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in our just amazing conversation.
What happened? Your chili cheese.
My chili cheese chips that are stinking up the room.
Dude,
that
I still smell it.
I gotta
smell
be honest. Yeah.
I'm like,
it's bad.
Air freshener.
I feel bad for Adri because I'm on microphone number one.
I'm gonna have to tell her.
So Adri and Celeste and Billiam, everybody who has to use this mic later in the day, I'm sorry.
Ew, don't do that.
I'm sorry. So yeah. Oh wow. There's like
No, I'm not looking. Do not if you ever visit us at the Static Radio Studio, do not look at the microphones. You will be so disgusted, especially his. Ugh.
Well, I'm a spit talker, I think. Which is probably not good if
I know, I have to like have a shield every day.
Sorry. Especially when I yell. I get excited.
Like, oh gosh.
Just spit.
Cool. I so I was going to go home and take a shower, but now I don't need to.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there you go. Actually, you probably should because it's usually like Fritos.
Ew.
Yeah. Gross. Sorry. Sorry.
Whatevs.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We'll be out broadcasting live at the New Mexico State Fair from noon to 3 today. It's free.
It is. I'm so excited about that.
It is all free. Parking is free. Admission is free. It's normally $10 to get in. So this is your opportunity. Come join us at the State Fair today. We're going to have t-shirts to give away. If you can answer the trivia question we were talking about earlier, how much money is spent so far? 5 years since the iPhone has been released. In that 5 years, how much money has been spent on replacing broken iPhones?
$5.9 billion.
Yeah. So if you can give us that answer today at the New Mexico State Fair, we got a static t-shirt, decal, we got CDs that we're going to be giving away, lots of goodie bags.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. Join us today, noon to 3 at the State Fair. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Empire Theory. No more of it. No more.
No more. No more for you.
Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to Wednesday. And the biggest day at the State Fair.
I am so excited about this.
Yeah, today is all free. Normally it's $10 to get in. So
$10.
Come on, people. Free, 50 free.
That means that you
see the tigers.
That means you can spend your $10 on something else.
Yeah, like the bottled water that's going to cost you about that.
Yeah. They actually have a limit. So bring cash if you want to do spend money. Yeah. If you want to do spend money.
If you want to do spend money, Mitch will be buying Hooked on Phonics. So hopefully it'll help the show.
That'll help me read better. Not talk better.
You'll read gooder. I'll read gooder.
I'll talk good.
Man. Actually, speaking of talking, Natalie on Facebook posted something.
Yeah, she stumbled about it. Stumbled about it. Oh my gosh, I quit. I'm walking out.
Good. Bye then.
She stumbled across
this. Bye for today now. Now for today, you good, dirt.
It's not even like Yoda cool.
No, it's definitely not. No, you're just bad at the English language.
She stumbled across this on WebMD and thought we'd like to know about it. So she got it. She says, it is clear that infants like listening to baby talk better than adult speech. And now research from Carnegie Mellon University. Or was
good
it
job.
Mellon or Mellon? Or?
It's Carnegie.
Oh, Carnegie.
Yeah, Carnegie. Carnegie Mellon. I shouldn't have helped you with that off the air. It would have been great.
And University of Wisconsin confirms that it actually helps them learn language faster. Babies in the study were able to identify specific words from nonsense sentences more quickly when the sentences were delivered in baby talk than when they were delivered in a more monotone cadence, characteristic of adult speech. So, like, oh, can you go pick that up and put it in the trash? Pick that up and put it in the trash.
I see what you did. Okay. Lead researcher Erica Thiessen. Not to be confused with
Thiessen. It's Thiessen.
Thiessen.
Lead researcher Eric Thiessen, PhD.
Yeah.
Of Carnegie Mellon University says that infants learned words about 25% faster when exposed to baby talk.
I will tell you right now.
Your kid is never going to be able to talk.
I don't want to do this.
You just talk in a little bit higher voice, not monotone. Just keep.
Hey, little guy.
No.
Hey.
No, you don't have.
What's going on, buddy? I can't do the.
You can. Watch.
You're not a fan.
In 2 months, I will be I will prove myself. You will prove me. I'm gonna sit down here.
Celeste. I'm just gonna replace you.
I'm just
gonna get another co-host. Come here. I need you this morning.
Oh,
I really do.
I can't talk
She can't
good.
Speak good. She can't say words good. So I need a new co-host, and I feel like you're probably, you know, the most qualified.
I'm your next bet.
Yeah, because people seem to like Mitch because she's a girl and she provides, well, she did, used to provide good quality content to the morning show. But now, for some reason, she forgot how to speak good.
I wish people could watch all the little angles.
Oh, that hurt, man.
Oh,
why did you
goodness.
Punch me in the back of the leg?
Honestly,
I talk good.
I don't know what you're talking about because I was editing stuff, so I couldn't listen.
Talking about babies.
Oh, fun.
Which I will be having one in November. I mean, not
you?
Me. Yeah.
Wow.
Modern science.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My wife will be, and I'll be going, yeah, come on. you can do it.
And then she'll punch you in the
which
face.
Which is hilarious. Yeah. Yo, dude, we went to all those classes, and I had to, like, you know, I was focused. I was like, all right, I'm going to learn all the techniques. And it's like, you know, you do all the, like, breathing stuff. And so I was like, all right, honey, you know. And, like, we had to stick our hands in ice for some reason.
What? Why? Yeah. Ow, that's horrible.
Does it get really cold in the doctor's office?
I kid you not. It's like the pain or something. So there was, like, contractions. They were trying to basically, like, okay, these are going to be like contractions. Stick your hand in the ice for 20 seconds and then pull it out. Stick it back in.
Oh, so you know what it feels like.
Right. Preparing. So then so while she's doing that, I'm supposed to be like talking to her and making sure like everything's cool. And
so she had to, did you stuff. Both have to stick your hands?
None of that works.
I think the guy should have to do the ice, like hands in the ice thing.
It means nothing. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, I needed to ice my hand because my wife almost broke it because she was like holding my hand and the Claw of Doom went and then like squeeze. And so, yeah, nothing. And then I was like, remember breathing techniques? Remember that class we took 4 months ago? Nothing. Wow. Didn't work. How do we get off on that tangent again?
Baby.
Because baby's coming. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about baby speak and how I refuse to use baby speak.
Thank you. I hate it.
Well, I hate it too, but it's not like...
Never mind. I know. You know what, though? I still talk to everyone's little baby that I'm holding because everybody's having babies all over the place.
And you talk to them normally?
Yeah.
Like, hey, little baby, how's it going today?
Not like that. I'm just like, hey, what are you doing? Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're like, thank
but that's not baby. Monotonous. That's...
Monotonous? You mean monotonous?
Yeah, monotonous.
It's like
I'm sorry, monotonous.
It's the same root. She was close.
No, monotony is like.
It's the same Latin root.
Fine.
Mono.
Tonotonous. Yes.
Monotonous.
Exactly. Which comes from the Greek word.
Okay, so you're talking about talking baby talk.
Yeah.
It's not all in monotone, like what you're doing.
Apparently, according to WebMD, it's clear that infants like listening to baby talk better than adult talk.
Lead researcher Eric D. Teeson, PhD.
You know, I don't like Eric.
Well, hold on.
I never liked Eric.
Hold on.
I've had bad experiences with Eric.
Oh, wow.
Gosh. Just kidding. Oh, my gosh. Read the article.
He says that infants learned words about 25% faster when exposed to baby talk.
There you go.
You know, I heard sign language beats all of that.
Yeah.
With babies?
Yeah. No, watch. It's amazing. Teacher.
Liza.
I don't know how to...
Milk.
Hungry. Yep.
That sounds like a monkey. Yeah,
no,
did you see
they
Congo?
It
sounds like
Amy
doesn't
hungry.
Doesn't sound at all because it's sign language.
No, monkey.
That is
monkey
not hungry.
Hungry. Hungry. Amy, hungry. Like, Congo, anyone?
Before, no.
It was a monkey and she was a gorilla.
Do you realize who you're in the studio with right now?
People under the age of...
Oh, God. Thank you, Billiam. Billiam saw it. Man. They had like this robotic arm and they taught the monkey sign language and it was like, Amy, hungry. Amy.
Please do that like 8 more times.
I'm just...
My day.
Oh, fine. Static.
Hey, Static. Hey, guys. This is Karen, or Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
How are you?
Oh, you know, can't complain.
Doing all right.
I have to tell you, I taught all three of my kids sign language when they were 6 months old.
Thank you.
Wow.
See?
You are a beautiful person.
And it worked?
It is awesome. I taught them basic things like more, please, thank you, stop, no.
See, then you know, because before, obviously, they can't speak. So
it's like mumble jumble.
Another way to communicate.
Yes, and it helps. They piece everything together.
Exactly. They can communicate. They have no way of communication because they can't talk yet.
Mm-hmm.
But when they learn sign language, they are less frustrated because they can communicate with you.
Did it take them longer to develop words?
No.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
No, they have
a question.
They have the motor skills. They don't, they don't have the ability to speak those words yet, but they have the motor skills. That's what
milk.
They're called.
Basically, they
milk.
Still know what they want. They just can't say it other than crying.
Exactly.
So it takes some time.
Okay. I just don't know how I would do that.
I have a book.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Book. Everything you need to know.
Book.
Book.
Good job.
Thank you, Sunny.
All right.
I just signed it. You.
Thank you.
You have a great day, guys.
She couldn't see that. She
you
couldn't
too.
See. I just thanked you with sign language.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm signing goodbye to you.
It's not from the bottom of the chain.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. All right. Bye. So apparently I got to teach my kids sign language. Oh, wait. I have to learn it first.
It's really,
I mean, it's
not
nothing
really easy.
For me.
No, look. Now I know my ABCs.
next time, won't you sing with me? Sing.
Oh, that's pretty.
I...
You know, people who are not on the webcam are missing out.
I was just about to say, you know what's great for radio? Sign language.
Hey.
Fantastic.
Don't insult the culture.
Mitch, I want you to do traffic right now because it's 9:15. I need you to do traffic fully in sign language, okay?
Okay.
No words. Ready? Okay. All right. Brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast.
Stay away from
on the cover canvas.
That was all over.
I got it. I'm all excited because I got
it. Okay, no, really. People probably need to know what traffic is.
I'm sure the rollover is in its cleanup stages, or it's actually gone because it's not on the map anymore. But there was a rollover at I-25 West Jefferson Exit 229.
Okay.
And then more construction work Coors at, oh no.
You can do it.
La or Oria.
You should stick to sign language.
O-R-I-L-L-A. And what's this? What's all this stuff?
There's a lot of problems for all two interstates we have.
Yeah.
I know. There's just a lot of construction work everywhere. Just watch out. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We're going to play the latest from Further Seems Forever. Coming up, going to be talking about a dad who used his official government power to help his son ask a girl out.
Ooh. I read this story.
Yeah.
I did not.
Turned out well for the son, not so much for the dad.
Oh, no.
You know, something against, you know, the whole using helicopters for personal use, you know.
Awesome.
Talk about that coming up. Abuses of power. I may or may not have a few of those.
Okay.
Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes in the Valley of the Dying Sun. Good morning.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
Hey.
Steve O. and Mitch in the morning. And hey, if you miss any part of the show, we podcast this here
so
thing.
Don't worry, because you can still hear it.
Parts of it.
Parts of it.
Whatever the computer chooses to... to, you know, actually record.
Sometimes it just cuts off in the middle.
Which is fun.
Yeah, so like right now, you might not even be able to hear this.
Yeah. But then it becomes an experience, because you're like, I lived it, man. I lived it.
It's a hard life.
Something like that.
Hard knock life.
Hey, don't forget, coming up today, noon to 3, we'll be broadcasting live at the New Mexico State Fair. It is free to get in today.
I'm so excited about
that. Exactly. So we'll be there all day, hanging out.
12 to 3.
Yeah.
That counts as all day.
All day, bro.
All day
for three hours. So, I'm telling you, don't miss out on it. Free parking, free admission. It's normally $10 to get in. So,
Yeah. Today's
the day if you want to go, you know, brave the crowds. We'll be on the corner of Heritage and Fern Sawyer. Good news is we're so far off in the corner that you really have to find us. Therefore, you won't have to fight crowds because really there aren't any by us.
Just go where there's no one and then you'll find us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So my favorite is the people that have come up so far and we're like, hi, hey, how's it going? Hi, yeah. Can you guys turn it down? Oh, you're not here to talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we can't.
Or, hey, hi, guys, do you have a pamphlet for the state fair? I'm like,
No.
Where can I get that? I don't know.
I don't know. Thanks for stopping by, though.
Where are the tigers?
Would you like a sticker?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know where the tigers are?
I think there are like a few streets. They're that way by the food, I think. Hey, we have new static paper and static decal. Would you like one?
Do you know where the deep fried stuff is?
No. Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay. That's pretty much been it so far, which is great.
We've had a lot of people come on up.
Brian and his 9 children.
Yes.
That was crazy awesome.
Yeah. Had a few guys come over and talk about Star Wars with you.
Yeah. Chris from Dodge came by,
that's right.
Say hello. So we've had some cool people come by. Say hello. So come by, say hi. We'll be broadcasting live from noon to 3 today with our super cool badges that get us cool places.
That's right.
It's good to have a job that you get to use and abuse power.
We don't need the badge today.
I would still definitely take the badge.
I have the badge.
Okay, good. I was going to say. Speaking of using and abusing power, last week a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol pilot flew a government helicopter over his son's high school in Virginia.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. all part of his son's plan to ask a girl to a dance by having his dad drop a teddy bear from the helicopter.
I bet that hurt.
He dropped a teddy bear.
Okay.
Had a note attached to it asking the girl to the dance. It was a nice way of asking her to the dance.
Did she get to see the helicopter?
Yes. She said yes. However, it also seems that the customs people, not as stoked.
They see something falling out of the air.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So what happened?
Well, customs got pretty upset. They've launched an investigation into the pilot, and he's been reassigned to desk work while it goes on. So, yeah. He was grounded. Huh?
Yeah.
Actual grounded. Proper use of the word grounded.
Yeah.
So, which is what it means.
Staying on the ground.
Yeah. You're grounded.
Oh, no.
He's grounded from customs, and yeah. We don't know exactly what's going to happen yet because they've launched an investigation. But yeah, used a helicopter.
And it's a teddy bear. But
I know. So you've only been doing this for a couple months now.
Right.
Morning show. Have you ever had any opportunities where you're like, I'm going to use my Mitch-ness?
No.
No?
No. I actually...
I'm too nervous, I think, too, ever.
Yeah, I get nervous when people are like, hey, Mitch. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, no.
A few months ago, you were calling me Michelle.
I'll tell you what, years ago, when I first started here, I actually was like, hey, I'm going to go places, I'm going to do stuff, and oh, cool, you can use your media credentials for certain things.
So you did.
So I think the biggest thing I ever did, you know, as far as like, hey, work stuff, and believe it or not, it was the day I met Matt Gentry.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just told me yesterday that you met Matt in Colorado.
Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And me and Chris Chicago from, you know, Hype Radio Network. We were up there for... oh, man. Don't judge me. We were up there because there was a WWE pay-per-view.
Oh, no.
It was called Vengeance. It was a triple threat match for the WWE Championship.
Oh.
We saw Kurt Angle face The Big Show and Brock Lesnar. Yes, The Undertaker also took on John Cena.